From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Many fear hundreds of thousands may have died in Haiti's devastating earthquake, but no Haitian officials have a clear sense of just how many people were killed yesterday. What they do know is help is needed now. Vincenzo Pugliese is with the UN mission in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
The United Nations has made it clear that we need, you know, equipment, supply, medical kits in big quantities, not only for the UN personnel, but also for the population as a whole. And as you can imagine, you know, Port-au-Prince is a city of about 2 million inhabitants. And there are many roads that are still blocked, where people unable to reach their home have been slept in the streets last night.
The UN Secretary General has issued an urgent appeal for international aid. More than 150 UN staff are believed to be missing in Haiti, including the UN mission's chief, Haide Enabi, and his deputy. Linda Fasulo reports from New York.
UN peacekeeping chief Alain Leroy told reporters that so far, fewer than 10 UN staff have been taken out of the collapsed UN building, but some of them are confirmed to have been killed. However, UN officials could not confirm reports that the UN chief of mission, Haide Enabi, had died in the quake. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for international aid while noting that 3,000 UN peacekeepers were helping with the rescue effort and working to maintain order. He also announced that he was dispatching a former UN representative for Haiti, Edmond Mullet, to manage the UN operation on the ground. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Aftershocks continue to shake the capital while people continue to pull friends and loved ones from collapsed buildings. Scores of bodies are covered in sheets. Stunned Haitians are wandering the streets holding hands. The Federal Reserve's latest survey of conditions around the nation, known as the Beige Book, find further economic recovery, but also continued problems. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The Beige Book says economic activity remains at a low level, but conditions have improved modestly, and improvements were broader geographically than in last month's survey. 10 of 12 districts reported increased economic activity, but the Fed suggests there is a long way to go. American spending was slightly greater this past holiday season than in 2008, but far below 2007, and they were described as cautious, price-sensitive, and focused on necessities. Manufacturers were optimistic about the outlook, but cautious about their spending plans. In that climate, wage price pressures were subdued. Fed policymakers will review the findings when they meet late this month. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 52 points to 10,680, and the Nasdaq is up 24. This is NPR. The White House has confirmed President Obama will announce tomorrow measures to help recover taxpayer dollars in the $700 billion bank bailout. The White House will also call for an apology from bank executives. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says some Wall Street executives were acting as if nothing had changed since the financial crisis. Some of those executives are testifying on Capitol Hill today. The wounded military leader of Guinea has been flown to Burkina Faso after 6 weeks of being treated in a Moroccan hospital after an attempt on his life. NPR's Ophibio Kistarkton has more.
Burkina Faso's president is the mediator in the Guinea crisis, and his country is where junta leader Captain Moussa Dadis Camara is set to recuperate after being shot in the head by one of his presidential guards last month. No one has explained why Camara is not returning home directly, but his surprise transfer to Burkina could delay any planned prosecution of Guinea's leader related to the brutal military repression of a pro-democracy rally in September. A UN investigation held Camara and others in the military leadership responsible for the crackdown and public rape of women, which shocked the world. General Sekouba Konaté, who's currently in charge, says he wants to steer Guinea towards civilian rule and democratic elections. Ophébia Kistarkton, NPR News, Kaduna.
A federal appeals court in New York has resurrected a lawsuit accusing major record labels such as Universal, EMI, and Sony BMG of price-fixing music sold online. The case was initially thrown out by a lower court judge, but the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today it can go forward, saying there's enough facts to consider the claims. The case combines lawsuits filed by consumers nationwide. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.